Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Dallas Buyers Club, said to be based on a true story, stars Matthew McConaughey as Ron Woodruff, founder of the club, in what should be an Oscar actor-nominated performance. Also look for an Oscar supporting actor nomination for Jared Leto as a cross-dressing AIDS victim named Rayon, and an Oscar supporting actress nomination for Jennifer Garner as a Dallas medical doctor, Dr. Eve Sachs. It's the mid-1980s. Ron Woodruff, played by Matthew McConaughey, an electrician in the Texas oil fields and sometimes radio bull rider, is diagnosed as being HIV positive. Woodruff, depicted in the film as a stereotypical Texas good old boy, is dismayed because he's homophobic and HIV was first diagnosed in the gay community in the United States. Woodruff travels to Mexico, where a former medical doctor, Dr. Voss, played by Griffin Dunn, has developed a cocktail of medicines and supplements said to be effective HIV antidote. Those who request the concoction pay $400 a month to join the Dallas Buyers Club and obtain the antidote for free. Woodruff is given 30 days to live and told to, quote, put your affairs in order by Dr. Sevard, played by Dennis O'Hare. The film's closing titles state that Woodruff lived for 7 years after his diagnosis. The screenplay by Melissa Wallach, who wrote the screen stories for Mirror Mirror and Meet Bill, and Craig Borton, depicts the life of Ron Woodruff in all its seedy glory. Canadian director Jean-Marc Vallée, who directed The Young Victoria, uses close-ups, casual camera angles, and quick edits to tell the story in a fast-paced, sometimes shocking, often humorous, and always intriguing style. At the center of Dallas Buyers Club are three fine performances. Jennifer Garner creates empathy as a doctor who sympathizes with Woodruff's plight. Jared Leto is incredible as a young transvestite who brings out the humanity in Woodruff. Matthew McConaughey is all jangly and rough edges with an angularity to his performance that makes his cowboy hat seem to be perched precariously atop his cowboy-booted, gaunt frame. Dallas Buyers Club might not be the kind of film that all moviegoers will want to see. However, it's worth seeing as yet another reality-based feature that merits Oscar consideration. Dallas Buyers Club is MPAA rated R for pervasive language, some strong sexual content, nudity, and drug use. Opening December 20, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Ron Burgundy is back nearly 10 years after the original Anchorman, in all his oozy charm, as are his sidekicks on the news team. Will Ferrell, Christina Applegate, Paul Rudd, and Steve Carell star in the comedy. American Hustle, a con man and his partner are forced to work for the FBI. David O. Russell directs Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper, and Jennifer Lawrence in the crime drama set in the 1970s. Saving Mr. Banks, Tom Hanks stars as Walt Disney in the drama about the Disney Studio adaptation of Mary Poppins. Emma Thompson and Colin Farrell also star. Walking with Dinosaurs 3D, the animated family film, is based on the BBC miniseries. Her, a lonely writer, gets busy with his computer. Spike Jonze directs Joaquin Phoenix, Amy Adams, Scarlett Johansson, and Rooney Mara. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.